Long readings today, huh? How about our first reading? Nice job, right? Yay, nice job. All the kids are thinking, glad I didn't have to do that. So, who has a favorite Christmas gift that they've ever gotten? Legos? Say it again. Legos too, so improved Legos. Jesus' birthday is a great gift. Yeah, good. What's some of your other favorite gifts? Way in back. Xbox? Xbox One. What about adults? Any favorite gifts from the adults? You guys are more shy than the kids. What's that? Nintendo? One more. Oh, golf clubs. Good. We're coming to the time of year where we're going to be giving and receiving a lot of gifts, right? Thanksgiving's coming up. St. Nick is coming up. Then Christmas is coming around the corner. And you like to get gifts, right? You like to receive gifts, right? The fun of opening to see what Santa gives you on Christmas morning. How many of you like to give gifts? Good. Just about everybody. None of the adults raised their hand. I don't know what that's about. As important as it is to receive gifts, and as fun as that is, and as thankful as we are, it's also important to give gifts. And so a good friend of mine once told me that giving gifts is like love language. Because think about it, when we give gifts to our friends and family, we're not doing it because we have to, at least I hope not, but we're doing it because we know it's going to make them happy. Because we're celebrating something special. Because we want to show them that we love and care about them. And have you ever given someone a gift and you're all excited to have them open it? Because you know they're really going to love it? That's an example of love. That's an example of caring for one another. And showing how special those friendships and those bonds are. And so, when we talk about giving gifts, it's about being generous. So we got this long parable from Jesus in our gospel. Got the servants who have 10 coins. Imagine those coins as God's gifts, okay? So imagine them as God's gifts. They're all different, right? One got 5, one got 10, one just got 1. So all of us too, we get different gifts from God. They're not all the same. But the one servant went out and used them well and shared them and came back with even more. The second servant did the same thing. But what happened to this third servant? He hid it to himself. He never used it. He was afraid. He just kept it to himself. And why was he afraid? Because the master was a demanding man. And sometimes we can be afraid of Jesus, can't we? When there's a lot of responsibility, when we know what the right thing is to do, we get fearful. And it's not that we don't love Jesus, it's just because we're human, and sometimes those are the feelings that we have. But what did we just hear in our psalm, which was beautifully sung? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? There's no reason to be afraid because Jesus is the source of our light, our salvation. The gifts that he gives us isn't meant to scare us or to make us fearful of what's going to happen in the future. It's a sign of his love. Because no different than when we give gifts to somebody and we're all excited for them to open it, God's the same way with us. He's excited to see how we're going to use the gifts that we've been given. Now, do you remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about some of our gifts, and I asked you guys to write them down, right, and to think about them? Well, reflect back on that. You guys had good answers about being kind, thoughtful, prayerful, loving, all those different things. Some of your talents, all of those things come from God. And if we think even bigger picture, when all of us were baptized, we were given 3 great gifts. We call them virtues. Does anyone know what the 3 great virtues are? You probably do, but might not know what they're called. Faith, hope, and love. Those are three of the greatest gifts that God has given to every single one of us. And those are the three things that are kind of like the foundation of our faith that help us to use our gifts wisely. Because remember what we said a couple weeks ago. No gift from God is ever meant just for us. We gotta be generous. And that's what we learn from the steward, the third one who just had one coin, he kept it to himself. It doesn't matter how big or small our gift is. It doesn't matter how much of it we have. It's always meant to be shared. Because anything that God gives us is not only good for us, but it's good for everybody. And when you share God's love with someone, when you share your kindness, when you share your money or your different material gifts, that might be an opportunity where you could change someone's life for the better. You might meet someone that has never heard of Jesus, doesn't know what it's like to have faith, doesn't know what it's like to come to church. You'll meet people like that as you get older. And you'll have an opportunity to say, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you what he's done for me and what I know he can do for you. Wouldn't that be cool? To meet someone and introduce them to Jesus and change their life forever? Those are the kind of opportunities that are out there. And as you get older, especially for you young ones, you'll see that more and more. But if we hide our coins, if we hide our gifts, then nothing's going to change. And we're going to squander and we're going to waste what God has given us. And so be excited about what God has given you. But be even more excited to share it with others. And to think about all the possibilities of how God's grace and love can reach other people through you. And so as we get closer and closer to Advent, right? Advent's going to start in a couple weeks. And after that, we'll have the Christmas season. I want you to think about, again, what gifts you've been given. Keep reflecting on that. Realize, not only you personally, but even just as a church, your faith and the sacraments and all those different things. Realize how much God has loved us and how excited he's been to give us gifts. But then, once you've realized that, I want you to think about how this upcoming Advent and Christmas, and of course beyond, but particularly Advent and Christmas, how can you share them with others? How can you take your coins and turn them into something greater? Share that excitement. Be proud of what you have and be givers. Be givers of God's gifts. And when you're given and when you receive gifts, then be thankful.